Forecast for today, going to be lots of sunshine once again, and we'll have a high in the low 70s. Temperature-wise, in the area, we start out in Kenosha, where it's 49 degrees, 46 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 50 and 48 in Racine. Multiple burn injuries reported at the least after a huge explosion up northern Wisconsin way, an ethanol plant in Cambria, Wisconsin, late last night.
It was a 3- or 4-story structure that no longer exists, and I was told that that structure houses the lab and other areas that did have people staff at that time.
That is Glenn Williams, the president in the village of Cambria. That blast causing power outages in the area. The highway leading to the plant closed in both directions. More information to be released this morning with a press briefing. In the span of 9 hours from the afternoon of March 30th into early yesterday morning, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department responded to a pair of serious traffic crashes and one traffic incident, all involving Flight for Life transporting patients to Frederick Hospital. Just after midnight yesterday, deputies in Summers Fire Rescue went to the 1100 block of 88th Avenue. That's where a northbound car left the road, crashed into a ditch east of Shoreland Lutheran High School. A 28-year-old Racine man driving was killed. He died at St. Catherine's Hospital. A passenger in the vehicle went up in the helicopter to Frederick. Speed and alcohol factors in the crash. Before 10 p.m. Tuesday, deputies in Summers Fire Rescue went to the 500 block of Sheridan Road. A 31-year-old man from Racine jumping from the backseat of a car driven by his 30-year-old girlfriend during an argument. He suffered serious injuries. Tuesday afternoon, a westbound car crashed into a tree in the 17300 block of Highway WG. The 55-year-old man from Trevor behind the wheel suffered serious injuries. Alcohol did not appear to have been involved in that incident. There was a big crowd that attended a rally at Gifford Elementary School yesterday evening to raise public awareness about mental health recovery and to help reduce the stigma connected to mental illness. Three speakers told their stories: a gay man who suffers from depression, a mental health advocate who struggled with his own depression due to a physical handicap, and a woman diagnosed with schizophrenia at the age of 13. Mike Boticki is the executive director of NAMI of Racine County. He said events like this are vital.
The number one reason that I hear from people that they're hesitant to reach out for help is fear of how they'll be received, and the stigma related and discrimination that can come in play. And so I think events like this, where you can profess people's stories and people come out and be proud of who they are and the journey they've taken towards mental health recovery, it hopefully opens the door a little bit for people that are hesitant to maybe reach out for help.
He noted that everybody touched by mental illness has a different story to tell. Among the other speakers, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, Unified Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion, and Rod Prunty, the president of United Way of Racine County. A Pleasant Prairie man already facing charges stemming from the discovery of a camera in a woman's restroom of a Kenosha bar, now facing nearly 50 additional charges. 44-year-old Christopher Bohakowitz charged in November with 8 counts of capturing an intimate representation after a patron spotted a pen on the floor. Turned out to be a camera. He's been charged weeks later with now 14 counts of possessing child pornography, images allegedly found at his home. And there are 17 counts of capturing an image of nudity and 13 more counts of capturing an intimate representation. 2 more spy cameras shaped like pens discovered at the same bar where he worked as a DJ. 18 additional possession of child pornography charges also filed against him. He's going to be back in court June the 14th. Racine's Redevelopment Authority with a 6 o'clock meeting at City Hall tonight. Among the agenda items, authorization for an option to purchase agreement on the former Ajax property at 1520 and 1536 Clark Street with Madison-based Capital Management, third potential developer, and the goal of creating housing, including for veterans. Plans by Herman and Kittle fell through, and more recently, North Point Development pulled out of an option agreement on the site due to questions about the stability of the buildings. A proposal to put a Wildroot grocery store in a one-time medical building at 500 Walton Avenue on the northeast side of Racine and to use a North Wisconsin Street parking lot, well, it still needs rezoning and a conditional use permit, but also the city has to amend the comprehensive plan for 2035, all issues for a public hearing with the City Plan Commission. Robert Poizer lives near the site, noted it's been vacant for years, said the area needs a store.
The moving of Wildroot into this vacant building and giving it some life once again really fills a gap for the neighborhood that really needs something like this. I think it will draw from a wide area being a co-op and will cause the business to flourish.
County Board Supervisor Monty Osterman, who's an investor, said this goes back to the days of neighborhood grocery stores.
I'm always speaking against getting stuck in that's the way we always did it syndrome, but when you hear people talk about what we did 100 years ago or 50 years ago or even 30 years ago, Racine was like this and that, and why can't we have that again? Well, you know what we had 30 years ago even? Neighborhood grocery stores all over the place. Here's an opportunity to bring back, even for nostalgia, certainly it's positive in practicum, a neighborhood grocery store.
The conditional use permit deferred to finalize outstanding issues and for the process on rezoning and amending the comprehensive plan to catch up. The June 14th Plan Commission meeting to set the stage toward Common Council approval the night of June the 20th. Racine's Plan Commission supports a proposed new downtown brewery, tasting room, that is, an entertainment venue. 300 Main Street is the location. It's a site of what decades ago was City Hall. Andrew and Angie Molina plan to renovate and spruce up the almost 2,900-square-foot building inside and out.
We propose to make some outside changes using the facade grant.
Nothing drastic at all, just to make it look a little bit nicer than what it is now. It needs a little bit of help in the front.
Mayor John Dickert mentioning to the Molinas they ought to consider having tables outside on the sidewalk like other businesses have embraced.
Something to think about and talk to our folks about. But we try to encourage people to come out to the street front too, on the sidewalk.
Goal is to open by March of next year, serving craft beers and soda with a 90-seat testing room for tasting. And Sundays, noon to 6 p.m. would be the hour on that. Wednesday and Thursdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Fridays, 3 to 11 p.m. Noon to 11 p.m. on Saturdays. Recommended approval of the conditional use permit going to the Common Council next Tuesday for final approval. Graduation ceremonies coming up starting Friday for the five high schools in Racine Unified. The Walden 3 ceremony taking place 6 p.m. in the UW Parkside Rita Talent Pick and Arts Center. Also Friday at 6 p.m., the ceremony for the Real School, still at 5915 Erie Street. The other three graduation ceremonies for Case Park and Horlick, they are all Sunday afternoon at those locations, though at different times. Horlick ceremony will start at noon. Park goes at 3 p.m. Case is listed for 5:30 p.m. With a group of onlookers that included county employees, a few kids, and supporters of the effort to bring back the peregrine falcon, three falcon chicks that were hatched this year on the roof of the Racine County Courthouse got banded and named yesterday afternoon. The falcons, well, they're all girls. They were named Imogene, Dorothy, and Jude. For Imogene Johnson, Dorothy Constantine, and the late Judge John Jude, Wayne Johnson, helping with the banding, talking about it.
From the beginning of this project, and that's Jean Johnson and Dorothy Constantine, so we'll name the first two birds after them.
Imogene and Dorothy, I like that.
That sounds good.
Thank you.
That's great.
And I knew Jack Jude fairly well, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind if we named the female after.
As you can tell, the birds were not exactly happy about what was taking place. Nonetheless, the process did stall a little bit at one point when the female peregrines showed up with a pigeon, the mama bird, to come feed the kids. The chicks are about 22 days old, should all be about to fly in about 3 weeks. Fledglings, though, often do end up on the courthouse lawn. Those county staffers that are out there, they herd them up, put them into buckets, and then bring them back up onto the roof again. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.